Now on today's program, we are kicking off the Summer Blockbuster Extravaganza.
Is it already here?
It's already here. And we're starting on what is quite possibly the thing that will be our end. A Transformers marathon here on We Hate Movies. First up, it's Transformers. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, like I said up top, we're kicking off SBE 2017, or as we're calling it this year, Transformers-a-thon. Now, there's not enough movies to get us through the whole summer, thank God. So there will be some additional picks at the end of all this.
Some nice surprises, I think. Some really big ones, I think.
There's light at the end of the tunnel. And we'll also, by the way, this is the one time this month, this marathon, that we will not be breaking the 10-year rule. So I feel like 10-year purists every week will get madder and madder as we get closer. Like, oh man, now it's 6 years. Now it's 4 years.
Can you imagine being in a position where you would consider yourself a 10-year purist?
No.
Like, you're just sitting around listening to a show you have nothing to do with, and you're just getting upset.
You're a part of the show. You listen. You're more part of it than I am.
They're picking at their WHM tattoo, trying to get it off now, man.
I can't believe this movie has been 10 years.
It's really something.
It's been 10 years since the madness began.
Anybody get fooled by it? Because a lot of critics were fooled by this movie.
Wait, what? Like,
fooled as in seeing it in theaters or fooled as in liking it?
Fooled as in liking it.
No, I did see it in theaters.
I saw it in theaters.
I saw it with you, Chris. I think it was one of your press soirees.
Yes.
And I was
we danced first.
Now I'm just kind of imagining the party from Batman Forever. Chris Cabin, marvelous.
Yeah, and then we do a waltz for some reason, and then we all sit down and watch the Transformers movies and I hated this movie in 2007.
So
I hated it more when I saw it in the theater than I did when I rewatched it.
And this is a one and done for me. I saw this one and I did not see any of the other ones.
Oh, really?
I've caught some on TV here and there, watch a 20-minute jag, but
I've finished one since this one. I've definitely seen most or parts of all the other ones.
I went back for part two in theaters.
You got tricked.
I got tricked, sort of. Well, I'll tell you what. Because these come out in the dog days of summer, man. It's hot as shit.
Fucking air conditioning purchase.
So we purchased tickets for... I was like, look, this is long as shit. 2.5 hours plus multiplex pre-show. You're talking a solid 3 hours of air conditioning. Let's do it.
It's a place to drink a cold soda. That's
Dude,
what it is.
And this is what was horrible. Two things. One, we were seated behind three of the biggest Transformers nerds ever.
Wait, size-wise?
They were just nitpicking every little thing out loud as it unfolded. But the worst part was the fucking air conditioning in the theater was broken.
Oh no.
So the whole reason we went... You
take that as a loss, you leave.
Yeah, we should have.
That happened to me in No Country for Old Men. I was in the Regal, the Union Square Theater. When you ever get in the balcony up there?
Yep.
Oh man, it was... I felt the West Texas heat, man.
That was on purpose. That was the Coen brothers specified.
I was like,
theater.
Oh, wow, death is coming for us all, isn't it?
So, by the way, I don't know if you guys knew this, but before time, there was the cube. Fucking shoot me in the head.
The all spark.
Yeah. Dude, the Transformers lore in this.
They stole it from Pinhead.
Dude, I would love to see Optimus Prime's fucking flesh ripped off his
how
body.
How about that? Fucking the Autobots pull a heist on the Hellraiser dimension and steal their fucking cubes and shit?
If Bay walks away from the franchise, we need to start spicing it up a bit. So yeah, let's get Hellraiser in there.
We've acquired the puzzle box from hell. Autobots, let's go. Enter the realm of eternal pain. Pierce my nipples, Autobots.
What are you doing to Bumblebee's tailpipe? No!
It doesn't work on us. We do not have souls, so we just use it to create planets that are weird.
I mean, you know, and we should say, by the way, the start of this venture here... nobody in this room cares about Transformers.
Yeah, it's so,
I mean, you know what? We're gonna forget what these little Gleep Glop robots are called. It's just going to happen. Accept it now.
I think I remember most of them, the names. But this is one of those things I never cared about.
No. Did you guys see the cartoons growing up?
I did.
I was aware of them.
I saw like an episode here and there, but I never gave a fuck.
I have seen the movie.
How could you care?
I'll give it go even further. I don't like cars. I'm not a car guy. Like, you know what I mean? So like,
that's a good point. Yes.
On the way here, I was reading a lot of like trivia for the movie, and
I thought you were gonna say you were reading Tailpipe Monthly.
And it's
hey,
a lot.
Blow it. That's like the line at the bottom.
I like that.
You blow that
on the masthead. Yeah,
yeah,
no,
because that's how you kill yourself, right? Carbon monoxide.
But the oh my god, killing yourself inside of a transformer.
That's the best way to go, dude. You put the pipe you get the pipe. You go to his tailpipe and you put the hose in the inside of its. It's a little death of
Bumblebee. Why did you let Sam Witwicky's father kill himself in the garage?
Yeah,
you should have intervened.
Adios, Kevin Dunn. Also, it would be great if like one day like Kevin Dunn's driving around in one of these cars and he's like, yeah, another thing that why Transformers are stupid, and the Transformer turns into a robot while he's driving and just like rips him apart.
Yes.
Just
rips
him apart.
That's what you want. Just blood spraying everywhere. So what were you saying? You were saying about something about reading something?
No, just reading all the IMDb Tribune about the trivia of this movie, which is copious, and it's so much of it is, you know, in the cartoon he was this kind of a car, but for this he was that kind of a car, and this model has this fucking fender, and I'm like, I don't even care. I don't have a driver's license. I never have, and I never will.
There's a whole website now. It's an IMDb just for the cars in movies.
No.
Yes, there is.
Wait. No.
Yes,
you're,
there is.
You're lying.
You could look it up
right now.
Internet
movie car database?
Yeah, that's what it is, I think.
CarMDB?
CarMDB?
That's how big this thing is.
CarMDB.
So it's Transformers. It's Fast and Furious. It's
no, like... all
everything,
like,
right?
Name like a movie... Yeah. 48 hours. They have the cars that are used in 48
shit.
Hours.
It's school bus. Like, what are we doing? Van.
Well, I think they probably get a little more granular on
make,
that.
Make
yeah.
and model might be included.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what's the year
color,
on that Ford Windstar?
Color is included.
Color, name, all that stuff.
So this was a planet called Cybertron, right? That's what I'm understanding.
Yes.
And the Allspark gave them all life. It's God, I guess.
Right, I guess
and,
it's like AOL.
And they weren't cars there. They were just robots. They were just robots because cars don't exist anywhere else.
Wait, no, but in this movie they later say that cars were reversed engineered from the fucking Transformers.
Oh, that's right. Really?
That's mentioned. And it's fucking crazy.
Well, I heard like microchips and microwaves, and I'm like, sure, we always love to do that in movies where like we couldn't think up microwaves. Aliens had to come to space
Henry
to let us know what microwaves
Ford
are.
Received alien diagnostics from the U.S. government. And
this
was
is
like,
it's all it's what's his, it's John Turturro's talking about it. He's like, it's all that stuff. It's space travel, weaponry. All of it was pulled out of Megatron's asshole.
Toilets.
So it's like planet technology. Cybertron. So is Cybertron like that? That level in Mario Kart that's just the space
Rainbow Road? Yeah,
I think so.
A little bit.
That must be what Hall of Cybertron is. You know, they're all driving all the time.
I'm pretty sure the arcade I grew up with was named Cybertron.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there we go.
I like
like that.
And all you guys that went to the Hudson Valley Mall.
Were there, so like, did people have like houses? Did people like have mailmen? Like, how did that work?
Well, they didn't have houses. They had garages.
Okay. Yes. Was Mater there? Is that what we're talking?
Was it like Borg or something? Was it just like a Borg society?
Yeah, that's
just
what it was.
You will be assimilated into the cube, the All Spark.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you want to talk about stealing shit from people. This All Spark is just the Borg cube.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Or the Hellraiser cube.
Well, when it's big, though, when it's traveling through space, yeah, it's the Borg cube, and then Bumblebee like shrinks it down somehow like a fun size model. You know, like those cheap fun size candies you get at Halloween.
Yeah, nobody wants those.
There's nothing fucking fun about those, by the way. You know what's fun? A full size candy bar.
This movie does not want to start.
No,
like for a movie about cars and about going fast, this movie does not want to get fucking going.
Nope, not at all.
So we got to look at ugly kids for a while.
Uh huh.
Well, it's it's Michael Bay's Ferris Bueller's Day Off for the first hour. About.
Well, I mean, all that stuff with Shia LaBeouf is here, but also you've got like
the Marines,
fucking army guys,
John Voight,
the never-ending war we've been in. Oh, whoa, wait, well, wait, this movie came out 10 years ago? Okay, we're still fighting in the Middle East? Okay, great.
You know,
we started 5 years before that or more? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Well, the army guys do, so it's Josh Duhamel and Tyrese is the other, like the two main dudes or whatever.
Zach Ward is there.
Is that the guy who was the weird younger brother on Titus?
Yes, and he's also in Christmas Story, and he's in Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh, right. Yeah, so they're all there, and they're like ticking off like cliched army shit where they're broing out, and one dude is talking about how he's excited to get back to mom's cooking. Mm-hmm. Another dude is making fun of another dude for speaking Spanish.
That's what you want. Yes.
And then, of course, I can't wait to meet my baby girl. Well,
my baby daughter.
She was born, but I was here in the Middle East in this war.
But also, you're forgetting the socks.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Titus' Fenway, brother is...
Oh, we're going to go to Fenway and drink a fucking flat beer and watch the Sox
lose. A cold beer and a hot beer.
You know what's a missed opportunity for these movies is incorporating the crash test dummies. You remember those? That was a cartoon.
How can I
forget? Right?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I thought you meant the band.
Them too,
Transformers.
Man.
Once there was a car who turned into a robot and killed a bunch of people. Yeah.
They called him Megatron. But there was a cartoon, right?
They were cartoons, but they were also, before they were a cartoon, they were live action, weird like interstitial things.
Yeah, I think I had a VHS tape of this, and I just loved the idea of going through car crashes.
I had the toys, and they were really obnoxious. It was hard to put them back together because they would break, they would shatter in a million pieces.
I just I put them into David Cronenberg's sex situations. Oh, now you're Elias Koteas.
Yeah, fuck this wound hole. Crash test dummy toy.
Crash test dummy.
I actually found they were variously racist in the two different people.
Crash the movie. That is
That movie.
Yeah. I just politely
I was talking about the James Spader.
Yeah, no, I know.
Spader, sex romp.
The superior, romp, the superior crash.
There's a rogue Decepticon in this sequence.
Yes, I don't know which one this is. I think this is Blackout, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Cherokee, maybe?
Helicopterman? Is he like a helicopter?
Yeah, he turns from a helicopter. And like, this helicopter is just coming towards this military base, and everyone's like, hey, what's that helicopter doing?
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know about that helicopter.
It's a real lackluster response for just, what is clearly is like a rogue aircraft.
Like, blown out of the sky.
Don't they have like a radar or something?
Yeah.
Like, what is this, 1950?
No, they notice it. They're like, oh, the helicopter. Like, hey, helicopter, identify yourself. Helicopter, identify yourself. No, blow it the fuck out of the sky.
All right, helicopter, you're going to get five more chances to identify yourself.
They send in two jets, and the jets do nothing.
All right, helicopter, you want to get fucked? Michael Douglas, get out of here.
So it like turns into a fucking robot and lays waste to this entire army base.
But
and
that, do you know, you're saying you're the get fucked line. Do these robots fuck?
That's the question.
Where, I mean, do they lay in pipe, man?
Well, I think they do, actually.
I think they're asexual.
Have, When we get into Air Force One, we'll talk about all the sexual stuff.
Well, you know, what I realized, though, I mean, there's no, I mean, this doesn't account for the fucking, but I'm thinking more about the procreation side of things. Sure. There's no lady Transformers. No.
There was.
She's called the Factory.
No, there was, but they cut her out of the movie, and she's in later movies, apparently. This is in my trivia.
Oh, is that right?
But because in the first one, they were like, I think Roberta Orci and Alex Kurtzman were like, well, we couldn't make the gender thing make any sense, so we left it alone, and then we realized we didn't give a shit about that.
Well, you just got to do the Pac-Man thing, man. Yes. Oh, she's got a bowl.
Well, no, I think it's more about like, why would a robot car have gender? But like, I don't know, why would a robot be a car also?
Why would one robot named Jazz clearly be a stereotypical black dude voice?
Well, that's the thing. Great question. You know, if it was, it's a Michael Bay movie, so it would be like chrome pink or something like that.
Or with tatas.
Yeah.
Oh, how are we gonna have this car have tits? High heeled car, awesome. Hey, Michael Bay, I'm going to put some lipstick on this car's tits.
Oh, man, I'd smack bumpers with that.
Oh, come on.
Oh, these are just the thoughts of Hollywood legend Michael Bay and his team when they're making these legendary films.
The genius known as Michael Bay.
How are you going to get a skirt on that robot? Oh, man, I want this car to bend over and I can look at her thighs.
Oh, shit, oh, boy, dude. Look at her with the convertible top.
Mm-hmm. Hey, another Budweiser here. Just one more Budweiser right here.
No.
So while all these soldiers are being massacred by a robot, we cut to Shia LaBeouf giving a show and tell presentation.
There's hacking going on. Yeah, that's the important thing.
Oh, there's hacking? Where's the hacking happening?
That's why the robot car is laying waste to everything. It's like, it's stealing all the files. And this guy's pulling a Wilford Brimley, like, hacking at
computers. That's right. Because what's this little thing's problem?
His name is Frenzy, by the way.
It's a little
Frenzy.
It's a little robot that doesn't turn into a car. It's like
it turns into like iPods and shit.
It's kind of like the thing head that turns into the spider thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's speaking of Wilford Brimley.
Is this like a sex toy from the Transformers?
Here's the question. And
you do not want that thing to fuck you. Are you kidding me?
Well, if I had like
that thing would tear your asshole apart.
It definitely fucks the Air Force One computer.
It fucks everything, dude. It's like R2-D2, but it can go up your asshole if you are a metalman. Transformer. Yeah. You know? Like, I'm
you're a metalman.
A biological inferior. No, I'm talking about the superior metalman.
Oh, I see, of course.
The metalman from the stars.
But yes, Sam Witwicky, we let robots go up our ass. That is the only way we receive.
We are an advanced culture.
Talk about the all spark. We take the little robots and let them go up our ass and crawl around.
Like, why not? They're robots that fight each other and turn into cars. They're not that advanced.
No, they're not. Like, they're not advanced. They're stupid. Like, don't fight each other. Figure out a way to solve your problems by robot talking to each other.
Well, that's an annoying thing that does happen later in this movie once Shia LaBeouf, and I know I'm purposely mispronouncing his name.
What is it?
That's like LaBeouf.
LaBeouf?
LaBeouf, I think. I tend to say LaBeef or LaBeouf, just kind of having fun with names.
I was calling him Holes for years.
No, so when he eventually befriends them and we have to have these moments of comedy, they turn from these, like,
we are warriors from a foreign planet
and all that shit to, like,
oh no, I fucking stepped on a fountain and I'm trying to... Hey, Bumblebee, shut up over there. All these nincompoop robots of mine. Get off my lawn.
Yeah, and you're just like, wait, why did you completely change the characteristics of these robots?
And you know what? Michael Bay, right and wrong, he enjoys a good laugh, which I appreciate. his movies always have a lot of comedy in them. However, he loves the improv. He wants to let the camera go.
Pearl Harbor was hilarious.
There's a lot of laughs in Pearl Harbor.
It's just like, get two people and let them go, man. Let them riff. Let them riff. And I mean, this movie is 2 hours and 29 minutes of riffing and like, maybe 7 minutes of fucking robot fighting?
That's about right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
7 to 9 minutes of robot fighting.
Like, I am not buying a ticket for these fucking parents. I'll tell you that much.
Added 10 minutes of robot humor?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Which it's just awful.
So Shia LaBeouf is giving a presentation about an ancestor of his that was in Antarctica doing something.
He's like grandpappy. And it's not just a presentation. It's like, buy this garbage from me because I have no respect for my
It's an Amway.
Fathers.
It's an Amway scheme.
Donate to my car fund. And this is our first reference of eBay. Go to my eBay
page. And also, like, this kid lives in a, we'll see later, a fucking mansion. You know what? If your dad's, like, teaching you a lesson by you have to buy your own car, it's none of my fucking business.
Yep. Keep this shit out of the classroom. How about that?
You did a quick way of making me on the bully's side when he's flicking, like, paper at this kid.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And you've got the teacher who's the dude who was the washed-up plastic surgeon on House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's there pretending to care about being an educator in this movie.
And we have Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, of course. And now this was my interesting, or I guess my question about Megan Fox, because in this movie, like, she's talking one way, and I was like, my God, what on earth is that from? What is this voice I'm hearing here? Mm-hmm. And I looked it up, and she's from, like, Tennessee, and then she moved to California. This sounds like... butchered Canadian accent. Like, I don't know how she's speaking, but she also doesn't speak like this in other things.
It's
like,
weird.
She's a robot that was just powering up.
Oh.
I will say, I may be a controversial opinion in this room, I don't think Megan Fox is bad in this movie. I don't think she's bad as an actress. She's not great. Like, I wouldn't want to watch her in a fucking, you know, a historical drama, but like, she can hold the screen. She's not like a dead-eyed CW actress that does nothing.
It's just like a step above that. I think she's kind of like a Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is not a good thing to be, but it's a thing.
But
it's
interestingly, though, like, so we still watch the Zooey Deschanel show New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had an arc on that, like, this past season and sort of the one before that. She's really funny on show, which is weird. I mean, but here...
She's a better part of those Turtles movies.
Too. Oh, absolutely. Yes. I don't think she's terrible. It's just kind of like a... What you could, let's put it this way. I think you could do worse.
No, exactly. And I mean, obviously, that's not the reason she's there. If you look at what Michael Bay is filming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All these shots of just like her...
Crazy.
It's like, oh, yeah, her tummy. Now we focus on her tummy for fucking 15 minutes.
Well, she talked shit about him like later on, like when she was kind of out of these movies and they had like a beef.
Well,
and
she got fired, I heard.
She got fired. And I mean, like, it must be really awkward to go up to somebody. We're going to... Yeah, so... Megan, could you like bend over and, you know, do this thing and make sure like...
Oh, by the way, you can't legally drink? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you please stand in a fashion that no human being naturally stands while looking under a car's hood?
Yeah, no beer, but lick your lips a little bit. Just to lick your lips a little bit.
Grip, could you just pull her shirt down a little bit? I can not almost see nipple. I want to almost see nipple. I mean, we don't want the MPAA getting in here, but I... That's it.
Spray bottle guy, could you get in there and water down her tummy a little bit?
Yeah, it's my time to shine.
I got the tape. I'm tape guy. Hi. I go on set and I tape all sorts of stuff. It's me, tape guy. I tape stuff up and I tape stuff down and two things.
You know, I never heard a director of photography talk like that.
She said her whole thing was she said that working for Michael Bay is like working like for a Nazi.
Oh yeah,
I think she actually said Adolf Hitler.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. Well, you know what you don't do is mention that in movies executive produced by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Probably not.
Wasn't that LaBeouf? Right, didn't he say the Holocaust thing? Or am I getting... Are we getting
I don't know.
Because everybody talks shit about these movies that goes fucking Watergate afterwards.
We all love to talk about the Holocaust. That's everyone.
He talks shit about the Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, okay.
I think it was his thing. Because he's in three of these.
He said Mutt was fighting for the wrong side.
He's in all...
Oh, wait, that would make him a Soviet. Hey, even better.
So, whatever. We go to Sam Witwicky's house. eBay paid handsomely in this movie.
I got three or four times?
At least. Oh, you got
I got a 12 count.
Are you serious?
12? I think it's a 12.
A fucking Decepticon says eBay. And it's like, you know what, dude? Do not do that.
John Turturro, in a span of 2 minutes, says it three times.
Oh, my God. And never has an eBay page been more important.
It's also Ladies Man something.
Ladies
something.
Man 2. Are you Ladies Man 217?
Oh, yeah. I should say I counted the on-screen images
That's good.
In that.
Because we're getting a lot of profile views in this, too. Yeah, it's not just saying it. It's looking at the eBay interface.
So the story part of this is he's got spectacles from his grandfather, which we'll find out have coordinates where the AllSpark is.
By the way, the imprinted.
The dumbest thing in the world. Oh, you know it's so easy to break glass. Oh, like this will be around forever. Let me imprint GPS or coordinates on it for the thing we need.
And now, am I to believe that the Autobots did that, or this grandpappy carved that shit into a glass?
That was Megatron.
Megatron.
When he falls down the. Remember when he falls down into the Arctic Circle?
I fell down into the Arctic.
Yeah, okay, and he accidentally. Fiddled with its navigation balls or whatever.
Yeah, juggle my navigation balls.
Ooh, watch that finger.
AllSpark alert. Ooh, I'm ready. Ready for lubrication.
Dude, there's a Transformer that pisses on a person. And
that's always fun. But Sam Witwicky is trying to get money for his car. His dad, who, I don't know, is a billionaire, is driving around in a Porsche. And he's like, well, we'll go to the... And I guess like, the joke is his dad is cheap. So they go to a used car lot run by Bernie Mac.
And God damn it, if he isn't one of the best parts of this movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
He is so fucking funny in this, like...
He's the guy that I'm okay with like leaving the camera on.
Yep. As Bobby Bolivia in this movie, I think his name. It's so fucking
leave
funny.
Leave the camera on Bernie Mac. Show me that tummy. Ooh, bend over. Yeah.
Give him a midriff, man.
Tape guy, get in there for Bernie Mac.
I'm going to use all sorts of tape. I'm coming for you, Bernie.
The serial killer tape guy that got hired. Is he union or what? So yeah, so they go to this shitty car lot run by Bernie Mac, and it's like, you know, the usual gags of like, oh, this shitbox car here and there and whatnot. And
but here's my understanding. Bumblebee, the yellow car, who's
he's
like,
the yellow car.
And I was reading he's always been like a scout and he's an espionage agent.
Oh, so yellow. Oh. Perfect color for that.
So he comes to Earth early. And like understands what capitalism is, understands how like what kind of car, like where to be, like because you want his point is to be bought by Sam Witwicky, right? Like that's the thing. It's like he's like his like bodyguard, I guess.
Well, they know that like he's the descendant of Arctic explorer dude, so he has to insert himself into this man's life. And by the way, what perfect timing that this kid's looking to buy a car and you're a fucking car. What are the odds of that, Bumblebee? What are
you
the odds of that?
Buy me. Oh, that's so weird.
But the weird thing, though, is...
Buy me.
Why are...
Buy me.
Oh, but purchased. Here's your receipt.
Ooh. But the weird thing is, why aren't these cars T-1000? Why aren't these robots T-1000 where they could be any car?
Liquid metal? Well,
liquid metal. They can be any car.
Bumblebee changes his model to a new one.
But then why aren't we always doing that? Why if I'm Optimus Prime and I'm like, oh, shit, Megatron's coming. Let me just turn into a fucking hatchback.
Maybe being a fucking giant truck that's slow as shit is not a good idea.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll turn into a tank or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
there's a tank guy.
No, the branding demands it.
Yeah. How are you going to sell a toy that could look like anything?
Yeah, because I mean, it's stupid. And okay, what? It's a dumb idea. And this whole thing is dumb.
What makes no sense is when Bumblebee does do, because he's an old piece of shit, and then he gets in like a charger or something.
Yeah.
And like the other car is then empty, driving down the highway with nobody behind the wheel. There must be a disastrous car wreck right after.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's probably corpses everywhere.
I would think so. In the middle of that tunnel? Come on.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the PG-13-ness of the movie here.
Yeah.
It's like this movie should be a fucking graveyard with all the people that are getting murdered. And you don't see it. You see dude from Titus gets murdered.
Yeah, later on. But that's about it. I mean, not a lot of murder.
It's no, all just blood.
Like, no, no blood. No, it's all blood. Like presumed dead.
There's one part where Megatron and Optimus Prime in the final battle go through a building.
Yeah.
And when they come out, they should be covered in human blood. Because it's
asbestos.
It's like an office. They're like taking meetings. Like a fucking car goes through an office. Yeah. Everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. There's has just his brains all over him. He's just like
brains.
Fucking covered in brains.
The little...
They should call the wolf to clean him up.
Yeah.
Now get those towels and stop up the brain
shit,
mark.
The wolf driving a Transformer. I talk fast. I drive fast.
Exactly. Oh, totally.
Right?
Then they go to Julia Sweeney's little hot car lot there.
Right. And was it? Was that Dick Miller with her?
I think it is. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, right. Sure. Oh, yeah. The legendary Dick Miller.
Yeah, yes, dude. I do believe so. Great scene. The junkyard scene.
Frenzy. That guy, he kills three agents on Air Force One, and there's nothing.
I don't even know why.
So, by the way, he hides as the Air Force One boombox, and people are moving it around like, oh my God, oh, the Air Force One boombox. Let me just put that under the
seat. We get a shitty, because it's 2007, and we were all sick of George W. Bush at this point.
Yep.
We get a fucking shitty W joke.
He's got a fake cameo. You see his like red socks, and he's like laying in bed watching something.
And then he's like, "Oh, can somebody get me a ding dong?" And it's like, "Beep ba-doop, he's a baby, not a psychopathic fucking piece of shit that's destroying the world." That's always a fun joke, right? It's like, "Oh, he's such a dumb little baby. He's not a capitalist. Fuck, killing everybody."
Everyone loves him now.
After
heals all wounds, Eric.
Apparently,
all you have to do is make a couple of cute but shitty paintings. Yeah. It fixes everything. Also, you know.
Also, just not tweet. I think.
Not
tweeting is a great idea.
But speaking of fucking famous conservatives, John Voight is the Secretary of Defense.
The best thing about John Voight is he comes in. First of all, anyone catch him saying robot in this movie?
Yes.
Yep.
That was nice.
He's the only one. Everyone's saying robot or transport. He's saying robot. Like it's a fucking Jack Warden on the Twilight Zone.
Do you think that was like meant to be like Michael Bay was just like, say robot because you're a dumb old man?
No, he guaranteed just says that.
Really?
I think that is
because he's a dumb old man.
I think I also think Michael Bay's direction for all his actors is talk stupid. Like that's what Megan Fox is being forced to do here.
Dumber. Can you give me that? But dumber.
Dumb it down, please.
Isn't George Lucas famous for saying bigger? That's his direction, is just to do it bigger.
Bigger. Mark, could you do that
higher.
Bigger, please? Thank you.
Bigger?
Sebulba,
bigger. Bigger Sebulba.
Let's just pause for a second. We got to tape Sebulba down a little bit.
All right, Carl. I'll get his little legs. Da-da, 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 tape. Oh, the shark is coming apart, Steven. Mind if I tape him up a bit?
Oh, my. I got a little sarlacc in my pants.
Oh,
man. I went to Tape Guy's house last night. He's got a lot of weird porn. A lot of weird porn at Tape Guy's house.
I think some of those girls actually died. Pretty sure that was all nitrate, too.
Hey, Tape Guy, is this strictly legal what we're watching? Or what? I'm getting uncomfortable here, buddy. Yeah, I'll take another hit, sure.
Can we talk about when Shia LaBeouf goes to a party that he's not invited to? This is all so uncomfortable. But his whole thing is, his mentality is like, car equals pussy. Like, yes. That's his whole thing. And he's like, all right, I got the car. Now I just got to go get the girl.
Well, the girl. It's not anybody. Yes. It's Megan Fox specifically.
I've been obsessing over you for years and years and years.
Why is this something we love in movies? Like, the guy that just will not stop.
The Terminator movies are great.
Determination, man. That's all it takes.
Movies love to reinforce the idea of persistence. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's not. There's nothing wrong with you ever. No, you're perfect.
Yeah.
You just got to convince her she's dumb.
No means not now in most movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's crazy.
But the thing is, he's also a maniac in this movie because he is talking to himself like a fucking Looney Tune.
Absolutely. It's like, terrifying.
He's just sitting in the car, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And like, no one is there. And Bumblebee's like, I'm getting a little weirded out, man.
My theory, by the way, is that his buddy in this movie, who's uncomfortably played by the kid from Elephant.
Oh, okay.
I think that dude's imaginary.
Oh, really?
Because they're like, hey, you fucking loser.
loser, what are you doing over there?
And it's like Shia LaBeouf standing there, and this kid's like climbing a tree, and he's like, get out of that tree, don't embarrass me, get out of that tree, what are you doing, you're embarrassing me. And I was like, that guy's not real.
I think you're right.
That guy's fucking fake.
Maybe it's his best friend who like died a year ago.
Oh, wow. And he never got over it. Yeah. Ghost. Oh, that could be. Right. And well, because then he's like, ghost he's formers. Like, I have to give Megan Fox, because she like gets in a fight with her boyfriend, because he's all like, oh, come on, you're my little bunny or whatever. Oh, she's like, I'm not your bunny. I'm going to walk home. And he's Shia LaBeouf's like, oh, my God. She lives exactly 10 miles from here. I could give her a ride. Get out of the car, imaginary best friend. Get out of the car. And then that kid is out of the movie.
Yeah,
I think that kid's fucking fake.
That makes a lot of sense.
I agree with you. I think you're onto something. I think he is fake.
And this is when we get the good jokes in the quotation marks of like Bumblebee, like, because apparently like somehow in the transportation process, his voice box gets ripped out. So he can't speak. So he has to speak through radio songs and stuff.
Oh boy, that's fun.
It is. And it's like he drives up to Megan Fox and Who's Gonna Take You Home starts playing. Uh-huh. And then at some point she tries to leave. Oh, that's a great song.
Like, how is he getting all this music?
I think he downloaded. I think he did like a Mila Napster Jovovich from Napster.
Dude, he's abusing Napster.
The Napster download.
You don't know what
in
Napster
2007?
Is? Ask your grandparents what Napster.
Yeah, no, I think we were LimeWire straight up, man.
Yeah. Or yeah. Oh, I think this.
No,
was,
that was
this
post
was,
that man. 2007.
We're not
even
era Kazaa, of Kazaa. Maybe? Yes, oh, yes, I believe yes. That was Kazaa was Kazaa. The AllSpark at the time.
In 2007, though.
Yeah, dude.
Still.
Here comes Kazaa. He is also a boombox.
No, because he also has like clips of John Wayne because it's a Michael Bay movie.
Yes, I think it's a thing where he's just able to pull because he's a robot from space.
Oh,
like
he got all the
sound
broadcasts
from everywhere.
From
he pulled
right?
a Mila Jovovich from Fifth Element. He downloaded all of
or
it.
Or it's like in Contact when they start sending back like footage of Hitler.
Yeah. Yes. Oh man, that blew up in their face. Yeah.
Or it's like in the cool. jerky. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say it was going to be cool if like Bumblebee played Hitler speeches.
To rally everybody up. I was going to say, it's like in the Jerky Boys when it's stupid.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, the Jerky Boys. Is that a stay tuned?
Oh, my God. What if he was doing? He was doing Saul Rosenberg for it? I was like, I love these Jerky Boys tapes.
What's that, Bumblebee? I don't know. I'm Saul Rosenberg.
Oh, my God.
What are you trying to communicate, robot?
It's insane that people used to answer their phones. Right? Like, think about that. Like,
yeah,
oh,
that was,
God.
Dude, every time you picked up the phone, you were at risk of being jerked around.
Oh, man. I did my fair share of prank calls as a child.
Oh, so did I, dude. Of course you did.
Why
not?
You always thought you were being hilarious, but you weren't.
It was funny to one person.
Just you.
Yeah. That's all that matters, right, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but also, though, like, the obsession of listening to, like, the real masters of the prank.
Oh, the Jerky Boys, man.
You can still find those on YouTube. Like
of course
the soundboard ones, dude.
I had CDs of the Jerky Boys.
They were a fucking phenomenon. They had a major motion picture. I mean, but there was another group. I don't remember.
Stay tuned, by the way, for that.
Yes. Big time.
I don't remember. Do you guys remember there was another... it was like the next biggest Jerky Boy.
Oh, the bridge between this and Crank Yankers.
Yes. Yeah, no, totally.
I forget what it is.
Yeah, but then Crank Yankers, I think, kind of ruined it. That was the overexposure of prank phone calls.
Oh, man.
That's a lot, Crank Yankers.
Now we got puppets doing it. I remember when it was just about the jerking, dude.
Yeah, dude, yep. Man. When it was pure, when it was just about the
just
audio.
Just audio. Like,
man.
What do I have to watch stuff for,
yeah,
man?
Like, why can't I just be homophobic on a fucking...
yeah, exactly.
On a little sketch, dude.
The attendance at like the prank calling festivals must have like dropped significantly.
Oh, God.
And they are all shit talking crank yankers. They made it too big, man.
Crank yankers destroyed us all.
So, I mean, like a lot of stuff happens that doesn't really matter. It's a lot of just Shia LaBeouf talking to himself, trying to like, he takes Megan Fox home. He does actually say, like, there's more to you than meets the eye, which everyone in the audience is elbowing the guy next to him. Do you know what that means?
Well, you sure are pretty and more. What is this?
You're more than a body.
Well, because that's like...
You're more than a mouth, right, tape guy? I don't think so.
Oh, tape guy.
By the way, anybody see Zodiac? It's my favorite movie.
Well, because she also...
It's one of those like weird exchanges where, I mean, I don't remember what the dialogue is, but it's basically like, you know, she asks him like, what do you think you know about me? Yes. Or what, you know, whatever. And he's, this is the more than meets the eye thing. But it's one of those like, I fucking studied you for years. Yes. And we have that dumb gag where she's like, oh, are you new to school this year? And he's like, actually, we've been in school together since the first grade.
No, you know what you say? You say yes.
Sure.
Brand just new.
Become a new person. Like, obviously, old you doesn't work. Why are you going to try to remind her that, like, oh, yeah, you never noticed me for, like, 15 years?
I was so lonely. I've just been saving up all this tape. Waiting.
There's later on, like when shit starts getting real, Shia LaBeouf is on a bike and Megan Fox is eating at Burger King. She's just like sitting down, right. Megan Fox having
if there's
Burger
out,
King.
There's one person, outside Burger King dine in.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If there's one person who's not consuming chicken fries, it's Megan Fox in this movie or otherwise.
Or the Double Whopper.
No.
Probably
no,
none
not. Of it. I'm none of it. Nothing, she's never had anything flame broiled. I don't think. And I think that she's better off for it.
Of course. That just means cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you want your cancer patties? Oh, well, we'll call them flame broil.
Those black marks. Are, they're not that
grill
marks. No,
that's just pure cancer.
It's cancer dusted.
Yeah, he does. Like, he's... Well, this is after he sees... So Bumblebee, it like sneaks off in the middle of the night. It's this whole awkward thing where he's like, my car's being stolen. And this is kind of funny. I started thinking about like, how much do these parents actually care about this kid? Because he wakes up in the middle of the night and starts screaming because he thinks the car is being stolen. He's running around the house screaming and yelling in the middle of the night. These two, they don't wake up.
No.
They're just waiting for college, man.
Oh, that's, big time.
And I mean, you remember Kevin Dunn when we'll get to it.
Yeah, stay tuned next week for part two.
He's very relieved when this is all
because he's ready to fuck that wife
every day, sure, every week. Week. Way.
Oh yeah.
Well, Kevin Dunn's definitely fighting above his weight in the wife department in this movie, as we always are.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, that's how it works.
Yes.
She's an attractive older woman, and he's Kevin Dunn. So there's that.
But he's kind of like one of the better parts of this movie.
He is. I mean, he's Kevin Dunn. Yeah. He's Top Gun's Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn is very fucking funny. He's very funny on Veep.
Hot Shots, Kevin Dunn.
Hot Shots. Yeah, he's not Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, the thinking man's Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, I always get Kevin Dunn and Michael Ironside switched up.
Yeah, you know what? They'll trick you, Chris. You'll get confused. But so, yeah, he's screaming and yelling about this, and he chases after him or whatever. And so this is where he's Bumblebee's at, like, a junkyard, and he sends a signal, like, up into the sky. And this is where he's like, all clear, Autobot buddies. Mm-hmm. Come down to Earth and whatnot. And then we cut to space, and there's, like, five little gleep-glop fart things. What, and this is my question, though. Like, why aren't you looking like the robot while you're traveling through space?
What do they even look like? They look like nothing.
They're like little metal balls or something. It's weird. They all look like little like asteroids.
All right, Autobots, ball faller. We're going to space. Get looking like a ball. Ball up.
Bunch of balls.
All right, Autobots, curl up and let's disc it.
Jiggle balls. So balls, then jiggle.
It's this whole crazy thing.
Oh, good, they have cars on this planet. Let's look like those. Dibs on the oil rig. With cool flames on it.
Oh, man, just turning into cars. What is going on?
Well, what's going on is everybody thinks Shia LaBeouf is crazy because he's running around like, my fucking car turned into a robot. And then he gets arrested for trespassing.
This whole sequence takes forever. And it's the character actor who's in a bunch of stuff.
Dude from Justified.
Yeah, and he's fine, but he just is taking up air in this movie because he's like really having fun, and Michael Bay is letting this guy riff. It's like, oh, you know, what are you doing? Goofballs, blah, blah, blah.
Goofballs, like, uppers, reds, what are you doing?
And I'm like, this doesn't belong in this movie. Two robots have not fought yet. It's been 45 minutes. What the fuck am I doing here?
I timed it, by the way, because we're not even there yet, but this movie does not have an Autobot fight a Decepticon until we're talking 52 minutes.
That's nuts.
I fucking bought a ticket for exactly that.
There's that cop car that's following him around Barricade, for a while.
Barricade is the cop car.
Oh.
By the way, did you see where it's supposed to say to serve and protect? It actually says to punish and enslave.
Yep.
Oh, what?
Which is, you know... You know, I don't know. I guess he's just ahead of his time. Decepticon police. He's just a cop ahead of his time. It's fine.
But 52 minutes, transferring this to like boob comedy runtime, that's like after all the fun stuff has happened and we realize we need to put on a talent show.
Exactly, because at 52 minutes, I mean, we got to fucking save Chuggalug House.
Exactly, like we've done all the pranks we're going to do.
Yeah.
The band is kind of broken up at this point.
Big time.
We have to get everybody together to do the talent show and or car wash or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time that the thing you came for is happening in Transformers.
I don't even know what the point of the movie is at 52 minutes. I don't know what anybody's fucking doing.
I'm waiting around for some fucking the thing that the thing was to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they should have got rid of the whole military.
The military thing is nothing.
Anthony Anderson and all that.
And we haven't even talked about him and Rachel Taylor.
Because it makes no sense. Just focus on Sam Witwicky.
Which, by the way, apologies to any Witwickies out there, but what an annoying name for a movie character.
But yes, no,
just
you're right.
Focus on the high school angle and then make, oh, this crazy thing happens to him. They're just jamming down this fucking shit down our throat.
The military, I almost understand because it's Michael Bay and he wants to jerk off to the military, which is his own business. And that's, you know, that's what you do.
Well, then make it that movie. Make it like a private in the Middle East and make the movie revolve around him.
Exactly.
You can't have it both ways. And then the Anthony Anderson... Rachel Taylor cut is the absolute worst part of this movie.
It's awful, and I love Anthony Anderson to pieces, and it's awful.
And I like Rachel Taylor in Jessica Jones. She's great.
To pieces?
I love her to pieces.
I'm going to tape up Rachel Taylor's pieces.
I would love her pieces.
I'll put you back together.
You would look good in my refrigerator. And I will fix you. Hey, Rachel Taylor, want to watch some movies at my house?
Dude.
Oh, don't do it, Rachel. That shit's weird.
Tape it up, George.
I've got George Lucas taped up in my basement.
God, if only Tape Man had struck earlier.
But yeah, she's like an Australian hacker in this movie for some reason.
Well, it's a group of people. It's her. It's Tom Lenk from Buffy and Angel. And then eventually Anthony Anderson gets involved in this whole thing.
Because they're trying to figure out who hacked the system and nobody cares.
Right.
It's unnecessary. And also John Turturro hasn't even showed up yet. He doesn't show up till an hour into the movie.
Oh my God.
And he's a main fucking character. Like, what on earth are we doing?
Is he in the other movies?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Prominently placed.
You get some prime.
I'm pretty sure he's in the last one too.
He works for Sector 7, which is... I guess the
Men in Black kind of thing.
Yeah, the InfoWars division, or I guess X-Files.
Started by Herbert Hoover.
Oh yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Because they built the Hoover Dam over to...
Hoover Dam is named after J. Edgar Hoover, not Herbert Hoover?
No. Herbert Hoover... is said to be part of this original seven.
He was the one because Michael Bay cares about history.
I was asleep during this, but...
when they're like, oh, we got this gigantic robot buried underground, you're like, oh, where are you? And they start explaining everything about the original seven, and it's Herbert Hoover building a dam, and you're like, oh, the fucking Hoover Dam. Oh, that's cute.
No, you know what? Herbert Hoover died today because he's an 80-foot robot. That's what happens. Herbert Hoover had a fucking fat guy heart attack because he saw a 90-foot robot.
Exactly.
It said that his last words were, fuck! Oh, what the fuck?
That's Herbert Hoover's death.
Like, if you could put it on a tombstone, in quotation marks, you'd somehow write out,
here, Mr. President, here's a sepia photograph of a 90-foot fucking robot. It's real, by the way.
And that was the noise he made as his chest seized instantly at the sight of a 90-foot fucking robot from space.
And then it talked.
It sounded like Hugo Weaving, which is odd.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone see that Frank Welker got ousted from this movie?
What?
Whoa.
Stop the podcast.
What happened?
So Welker did the voice of Megatron in the original, obviously.
You're goddamn right he did.
And most of the other cars, I would imagine, too.
Hey, Frank, how many cars can you do?
I can do...
beep, beep.
So he did Megatron, and
In the cartoon,
and Peter Cullen, who did Optimus Prime, was brought back.
Yeah,
to
that
do
fucker
this.
Got cast,
and they were like, "Well, Welker should show back up." And now there's two different reports. One was on IMDb, one was on Wikipedia. One, I think, it was on IMDb. Is like, yeah, Frank Welker was busy with other projects; he couldn't do it.
Nope.
And
that's a false report.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, I can't do this summer blockbuster. I have to do 4 Scared Cats tomorrow. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't participate in this major multi-million-dollar motion picture because I have to voice 4 dogs getting into a garbage can.
Yeah, I can't voice this major motion picture because, you know, the sound of the wind all through the world? That's me. I'm doing it at all times.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to, but Scrappy Doo calls.
And the other one is Michael Bay didn't think the voice was right, so he wanted to get somebody more with more gravitas, a.k.a. Hugo Weaving.
That's the one.
That's the one.
I couldn't even tell that was Hugo Weaving.
Well, but that's the thing.
It's so modified. Who cares?
The modulation is outrageous for all of these voices anyway, so what the fuck are you talking about?
Just get Little John to do it.
Little John does it. Timberlake produces the audio track for...
Suddenly, I'm liking the movie a little more.
That's true.
Okay!
Yeah!
that Bumblebee should have done that. He had to respond in an affirmative.
Okay!
Well, they had to convince Michael Bay not to do that for Jazz.
Oh, absolutely.
Jazz voiced by the dude who played Eddie in Family Matters. Did I already say that?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think I was just talking about it with my wife.
Originally, you know who did the voice in the movie and other things?
Keith David?
Scatman Crothers.
No.
Nice.
And Darius McRae said that he felt the voice of Scatman Crothers.
No, you didn't.
No, he did
not.
Nope.
That's a load of garbage, Eddie Winslow.
Do you think Eddie Winslow is sitting on a bed watching Transformers and he got a shining moment and his eyes got really wide?
Yes.
And he saw all the money he was going to make for this movie? And he was
totally.
Like, yep.
Doing this, I think he's more like the opening of Apocalypse Now on the bed with the fan.
That sounds
it's also
right.
Kind of weird to name him Jazz.
It's also very weird.
Why, is another black guy going to come along and they call him Blues?
it's just so fucking terrible.
First line is "What's going on, bitches?" or something, right? Am I wrong?
Something like that.
And you know, adhering to the bullshit.
Hey, Jazz, where did you pick up that dialogue? That kind of doesn't make any sense, as we're all aliens.
Where did you learn this jargon?
Exactly.
But in true, like, bullshit movie fashion, by the way, the first fucking robot to get it is the black guy. He's fucking torn in half. He's ripped in half. My God.
It's just stupid. So all the Autobots show up, and they meet Shia LaBeouf and Megan
Fox.
Wait,
let's say, hang on. So who we got? We got obviously Optimus Prime, mm-hmm. Bumblebee, yes. Jazz. Who else?
The rest of them.
I believe it's Ironhide.
Ironhide.
Who's like a tough guy.
He's the weapons guy.
And then there's
is he the one that's trying to kill his parents, Sam's parents?
I think he is.
Yes.
And then there's Ratchet, who is like the medic.
Okay. When Optimus Prime is like laying out.
He's
like
the paladin, right? Optimus Prime?
Huh?
He's the paladin.
Yes.
The medic paladin. Mm-hmm. Who's the mage?
I think that's maybe Bumblebee. I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's not a great party, I'll be honest.
But he's like, God, oh, you nerds. when Optimus Prime's like laying this all out, and he's like, yeah, this is our medic. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You mean car mechanic? Fucking medic, shut up.
Yeah, why wouldn't he say mechanic?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That's an opportunity for a gag right there. Right? A solid yuck.
Ratchet just takes out a huge scalpel and a huge sewing kit when Jazz gets ripped in half. I'm going to fix you.
By the way, there is no effort made to save that robot.
Oh, no. He's just dead at the end of the movie.
Oh, who died? Oh, is it just Jazz? Fuck it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't help you, Optimus. That's a pre-existing condition. Yeah, right, guys?
Woo!
Yeah, political humor. Woo, woo,
yeah.
Woo.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Here comes my 1-star iTunes review. We've already got it.
Yeah.
But the idea is like, oh,
Mr. Witwicky, we have to go back and get those glasses that you got on eBay.
And these fucking robots are so impatient.
Yep.
That, like, because he's like, all right, robot buddies, we're all friends now. I'm going to drive to my house. I'm going to go get the glasses. Give me like 20 minutes. Give me like 20 minutes. I swear to God, I'll be right out. We're all buddies.
Okay, Mr. Woodwicky. By the way, what about them glasses? Yo, dude, those glasses.
Hey, Mr. Woodwicky. Grass, gas, or ass? Let's move it already.
Yeah, dude, he fucks him.
Hey, those glasses? What? The glasses?
Because they turned into robots and are like out of his window, like tapping on it, like,
this is taking longer than 3 minutes.
And this is what I was talking about when their mentality changes, and all of a sudden they're a fucking robot car comedy team.
They're babies.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of fucking big babies. Big robot babies fucking wandering around this house.
There's a stupid gag about Kevin Dunn is really particular about his lawn, and here comes robots walking on his lawn, and they like break a thing. And a transformer blows, by the way. And Kevin Dunn's like, oh, a transformer blew. And then all the you hear like a real shuffling in the audience. It's all the elbows.
You just hear an echo of.
And then Bumblebee's
what a weird sound for elbows to make.
Bumblebee's getting his mouth off one of the other transformer's pipes.
That's a good question. I'm sorry. Lips. Why do these like because in the
they fuck each other, dude.
In the cartoon they just because they're just like robotic voices, they don't need lips to make the noises.
No. Yeah.
We need lips to talk.
Yeah, well
robots do not.
Well, they do now because they also like do sensual kisses.
They kiss each other on the mouth.
They do. They well, cuz they
and they're also the most complex characters on the screen, so they should be able to talk.
It's not just it's not just fine. Lips though, because like they've got like things that look like eyebrows.
Yes.
Like they have facial
a nose.
Yeah.
When the fuck do I think they always had a nose, maybe?
I feel like, maybe not.
He had like a I thought he had like a shield face.
A shield face. Oh. And some of them had mouths. But
give me a great
He kind of looked like Shredder, actually.
Yeah, he did look like Shredder.
He definitely did. And also, like, the way you can do it with animation is just like, it's a rectangle that lights up in a pattern that mimics like
the
vocal
speech. I would prefer
that.
But this is a Michael Bay thing, because mind, may I only just bring up.
Bumblebee, hips or lips.
Fucking Splinter in those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies where it has to be a photorealistic depiction of what a rat human would look like.
I just
like.
Threw up on my mouth because I remembered Splinter in those movies.
But those turtles, the fucking eyes. the turtles have lips in those movies.
Also,
it's the same thing.
We don't need lips. I mean, it's fine.
Look, we got to get lips on them because who knows who's sucking what and when.
Exactly. They're going to start kissing.
Bumblebee, I want to kiss you on the mouth, Bumblebee. Bumblebee.
Baby, come back.
Yes, Bumblebee. Put your lips upon my lips.
Discharge your oil into my crevice.
I did notice that Optimus Prime several times in this movie has what could only be like a front shirt pocket.
A little pocket protector.
Did you notice this though? There's so many times where he's like putting something up, like if he has to like
and
hide
I'll just
something.
Put this here for now.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
I've got pockets, Bumblebee. Oh, when I get the glasses, I'm going to just quick put them in front here. Edge these between my tires.
No, he's just playing pocket pool, dude. That's just where his fucking.
I'm secretly jerking off.
My self-lubricating piston is located in what you would call a pocket.
Flicking my metallic bean.
Yep.
All right.
I'm playing with the nut.
All right, now that no one's listening.
Yeah, of course.
This is Chris Cabin's actual phone number.
Okay. It's 718-31.
So, actually, by the way, in this dumbass backyard scene that we've got here.
It goes on forever.
Well, because you know what, Steve? You can't pack enough laughs into this movie. There's one part where he steps on this fountain that we'd seen Kevin Dunn working on earlier in the movie, and Shia LaBeouf's like, yo, my fountain! And he goes, oh, sorry, my bad. And I was like, shut up, Optimus Prime.
And it's like, who could care? Because, I mean, then we go inside, and it's like his parents think he's masturbating, and we have a lot of fun with that.
Goes on.
And then his mother sees Megan Fox and says, you're gorgeous. It's
God, I hope you were sucking my son's dick.
It's just like, what on earth, lady?
It's like a really bad version of that pump up the volume scene.
Yes. Oh,
it's exactly the same thing.
But it's just awkward because she's like, oh, I hope you didn't hear too much of our family conversation. I was like, family conversation? You're accusing this kid of jerking off in here.
I call it like Sam's happy time.
Oh, come on. Please.
And you know what's fucking crazy, too, is when he's like, Mom,
don't say masturbating. Don't talk like that. And Kevin Dunn's like, yeah, that's like father-son talk. I was like, I don't talk to my dad about jerking off. What the fuck are you doing?
Never have, never will.
You're the only one in the world that hasn't. Everyone talks to their fathers about jerking off all the time.
Every one of them.
Everyone. If you're listening and you don't, you're weird.
I mean, yeah. You just sent your dad an email right now letting him know that when you jerk off.
Yeah, like I give him status reports. How long... how long, you know, in time and
what,
in length.
What kind of, what brand of lubricant, you
For
know.
Sure. You got to talk to your dad about that stuff.
It's me, Tape Guy. My dad blocked me on Facebook. Hey, Dad, it happened again.
I guess I'm a chatterbox.
Strip. So we get, now we're talking 77 minutes because I paused it, right? 77 minutes into this movie, kicking down the door is John Turturro.
We are, if we're in the boob comedy, we're already on water skis at the end. Like, literally, yes. We're on water skis on our way to the beach. And, yep. Like, the rich guy is, like, already jumping on his hat because he's so mad about it.
Exactly right. All the town's police department are all tied up around the same tree.
Yes.
In Star Wars, we're, like, already at Yavin 4.
Exactly. Like, we've met Mon fucking Mothma already.
Because this is longer than Star Wars. All these are, I think.
Oh, they every absolutely. One of them.
Fuck these.
They're better than Star Wars, brother.
Is this not the shortest one?
This is the shortest one. They all. I don't know about the runtime of Last Night yet. I don't think it's been released at the time of this recording.
I assume it's 4 hours on the dot.
Is
Ken Burns editing these things?
Dude, they get incrementally longer with each movie.
I cannot believe they
It's like 2:23. Part two is 2.5. Part three is like 2:45.
Jesus.
They tricked Anthony Hopkins for that last one. I'm convinced.
Oh, you don't have to trick Anthony Hopkins.
Well, I mean, what's he been doing lately besides Westworld?
Making the money, getting the paper, my friends.
I guess so.
Having a little fun.
Maybe I'm just disappointed.
But it's just like this movie. This movie.
The car turned into a person. And that's when we knew. That Autobots were good and Decepticons were bad.
Doing Ken Burns?
Okay. I was like, this is a weird Anthony Hopkins.
No. I was confused for a second, too. But Anthony Hopkins in this new movie has got to be like, that was a time when fucking Autobots hung out with
King
Arthur.
He should just do his Road to Wellville character.
I think he's playing Winston Churchill.
No, he's playing some scientist or something.
I'm not sure about
that. I looked up the cast list.
Churchill frozen in ice. Well, is that what you're saying?
Well, in this movie, they're also saying that the Transformers were part of King Arthur's fucking circle.
There comes a time when robots have to turn into cars and cars need to turn into robots.
That Last Night movie is about King Arthur. Are you fucking shitting me right now?
I'm not shitting you.
It presupposes that the Transformers were around on Earth.
Was Galahad an acronym?
Yes. The Transformers were on Earth prior to Megatron crash landing in the Arctic.
Did they turn into horses at that point? Like, what are we talking about,
dude? I don't know, but in the preview and whatnot, it's like one of them's got a sword.
Yeah, they're taking out their swords.
Castles, I guarantee you, there's no such thing as castles.
There's a swastika
robots.
In that trailer, man.
What?
Also,
the World War II shit is Hitler.
Holy what?
We'll see you guys in about 4 weeks. We'll have a conversation.
We'll talk about swastikas in 4 weeks. Mark it down.
Four weeks till an awkward conversation.
Turturro shows up and he's like, hi, by the way, I'm in this movie.
I'm instantly urinated upon.
Yeah, yes. He gets pissed on. Everybody gets pissed on. It's really hot. and like he arrests everybody. We start finding out that Megan Fox's dad was a criminal. And I'm like, show me the exit. Yep. How do I leave? How do I get out of my own house?
And it's, Turturro's got, like, inside information on all these people is the idea. And he's like, oh, yeah, so how about your father's? Parole's coming up. Yeah, you want that to happen? Yeah, get in this van.
You stole my all spark.
And, you know, I love John Turturro. And clearly he's having fun in these movies, but it is an outright obnoxious character.
This is his Professor Snape. This is, like, my kid's college fund forever.
Sure, I'm ready for it. Yeah.
You think he's making money on Quiz Show? No, he makes money on all of these movies.
He's certainly not making money on the movies he's directing. Eep.
Did that Big Lebowski Husky spinoff thing ever come out?
It's coming out.
I
think it's by the end of this year.
Shot. I mean, yeah.
Is that the Coens or no?
No, it's him.
It's him.
Oh. He's directing the offshoot of Coen Brothers
playing
movie.
Playing Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a remake of a French movie.
Yeah,
it's a lot of stuff.
Some of it's shot nearby where I live, so I'm very excited.
Ooh, yes, it's hometown on the big screen.
See, you see it on the screen.
Actually, speaking of My Father the Hero, it's a remake of a Gerard Depardieu movie.
Oh, wow.
Well,
what? And it's just the Jesus character from Big Lebowski?
Jesus character in a remake of a Gerard Depardieu movie.
Movies are all him being
called Going Places,
sex offender. Sex offenders. Yes. That's all he's ever played, right? Dominic Strauss-Kahn, the father in My Father the Hero. Other things.
Porthos from the three.
Oh, yeah, that musketeer was a fucking sex offender.
Definitely, dude, man. Poof.
That's why they call it the three musketeers, even though there's four of them. They just don't count Porthos.
Yeah, no, because he's like totally disgusting.
Pull up in a van with some candy bars. Yeah.
So we do finally, like, everybody gets arrested. Bumblebee gets arrested at this point.
Oh, he gets put into chains.
And they immediately start zapping his balls. Like, instantly, it's like, oh, we got an alien. Go for the nutsack, dude.
Well, listen. I'm kind of on their side here. They have this big, gigantic alien robot thing.
I agree.
Shock it into submission.
You've got to at least find where its nuts are. You know what I mean? Like, shock it around until you find the part that really hurts.
And I guess the heart of this movie is, like, Shia LaBeouf, like, getting cry eyes because, oh, my God, the brutality against Bumblebee.
Yeah. Oh,
I could care less.
Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah. First of all, that guy's 26 years old. He shouldn't give a shit.
Yes. Bumblebee, I just learned just now that he's apparently, like, 7,000 years old.
Yes.
So fuck him, man. He's had a good run.
Zap those balls till those lights go out.
I didn't realize his name was Lancelot, Sir Lancelot. So fucking go to town. He's done, man. He's had enough.
And it's not even like he's going to die. They're freezing him. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
they're just
ice.
Freezing
him. Fucking car. I don't care.
Who gives a shit?
He'll live another 7,000 years when he's unfrosted.
Yeah. He's a car that can't talk, which makes him just a car. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, of Bumblebee, he is the shitty first Camaro, but then, like, I think Megan Fox is like, this is a shitty car, and then, like, he kicks everybody out, and then the Kill Bill music starts playing, which which is a lot of fun. Yeah, and then he gets into, and then it's a Camaro commercial, which is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's so much fucking fun. These movies are so much fucking fun.
Oh, man, you know, you just got to turn your brain off and not, you know, it's not one of your pretentious movies.
Why can't we just have fun at the movies?
I can.
I can, but this is
I really
fun.
Can have fun at the movies.
But this is not fun.
It's not funny. It's not fun.
This is boring and terrible.
It's 2.5. If this movie was a solid 2 hours and there was a lot more robot fighting, I'd be okay with it.
Sure.
I'd be like, sure, that's a totally fine movie. It's one of those, like, nerd wheelhouses that I don't get. But I'm not on a high horse about it, but I also don't need 2.5 hours of anything.
Well, that's the thing. You said, like, it's a Michael Bay movie, so it does need the military thing. But what else always has to go with Michael Bay's military thing is proving that the military is great and the government is shit.
It's always,
so there's a whole component of this movie now has to be the government
is
shit.
What? I just found out that the military's part of the government? Oh, my,
what happened?
My brain is gone.
There is a scene.
It's blown.
Where, and I mean, like, again, we're an hour and 20 minutes into this movie. John Voight sits down with this other guy and he's like, do you know that there were Transformers on Mars? And I'm like, are you ever loving kidding me?
You know what? Show me that movie instead.
Yes.
I said it with Alien versus Predator. I just want to see Mars lately. But send it like a NASA mission to Mars, and then they suddenly uncover a fucking Tonka truck up there.
FYI, that's kind of the plot of the third movie, except it's with the moon.
Oh, boy. See, I haven't seen any of these.
But that is what this movie... If you want, like, talk about a movie like... that stupid Final Fantasy movie.
Oh, the Spirits Within.
Spirits Within.
I saw that in theaters.
This movie should just be the fucking 90 minutes of them on the moon fucking fighting each other.
Yep.
That should be the whole thing. None of this shit.
Well, apparently there's a lot of, like, different drafts of the script, weirdly, obviously.
That's a real shock.
Well, one of them was mostly about the robots, which, A, I want to see that movie.
Yes. Hey, great idea.
The
a
other
script
one,
for Transformers that's mostly about the Transformers.
The second one, which is actually kind of interesting, the robots don't talk. Like, they were like, oh, it would be too silly. Because it is, to be quite honest, whenever fucking Optimus Prime starts going on about what freedom is, I'm like, you're a fucking car, man.
I like both of those ideas. Combine them. Make it just about the robots, and they can't fucking talk.
Oh, it's a silent film.
Yes.
Ooh.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You get to hear explosions.
Some decisions being made about the robots talking are fine with me. For the most part, like, Optimus Prime is okay. When he starts talking about freedom, whatever. But when you have Jazz and he's like, hello, baby! And you're like, shut the fuck up!
You can't do that. You just can't have it.
Can't be done.
Like, you can have it.
They should all be a little monotone. Like, why is Optimus Prime, like, down to business and everyone else is like, I'm a fun bot?
Like, and one of them, I think it's like maybe Ratchet, one of them's like, oh, hello, I'm a robot. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
In England, space England are you from?
Ironhide is aggro, like, everywhere.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, he wants to, like, kill their parents or whatever. And I'm like, go for it.
Which would make you imagine
pull a burn,
Kevin Dunn just getting pulled limb from limb. It'd be pretty cool.
Natural born killers. You don't see it, but there's an Autobot just off screen.
That'd be awesome. That would teach him to be cheap.
Yeah.
Wait, so what? So that was the second idea?
Well, yeah, it was just like, oh, they don't talk because it's... And like that was like Roberto Urquhart and Alex Kurtzman were like, it's really silly when they talk. That was the original thing. And Spielberg was like, he did the finger thing means the money. And they're like, oh, okay, sure.
I just don't think that movie would be feasible. No, I feel like you're watching that, you'd be like, "That this is weird.
It would be dull. It would be duller.
Well, because also they fucking talk in the cartoon, so.
That's what we're talking. That's the property. Like, that's what we're doing here. Like, sorry.
Yeah, that's the thing you're trying to adapt, so you can't cut that part out.
But lips are no. Lips are an absolute no. Yeah. A no on lips.
Get the shield face. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Why the fuck did you think you needed lips?
Because it's quote-unquote realistic.
Like, in the sequels, does any of the robots fuck anyone? Or, like, humans? Or, do humans fuck robots? I don't know.
There is, one of the women is, like, a robot, like, whenever he's at college, the girl he's after turns into...
Oh, that's right!
Yeah. Ooh, I can't wait for that next week.
There's, like, a shapeshifter, and, like, his lady friend is a robot. Oh, I forgot about that.
Does she, like, kiss up on Optimus's lips?
No. Like,
she's about to fuck
LaBeouf. It's, like, Shia LaBeouf's...
No.
Yes.
I want to see a robot. Because
it's a weird, like, he goes to college, and Megan Fox, like, doesn't go to college with him, but then there's this, like, new babe on campus, but then that babe turns out to be a robot.
Oh, that's scary.
Wow. A Decepticon, as it turns out.
Yeah,
get
your fucking AllSpark on then,
The tribe before the Decepticons, the Perfoticons, I don't even know.
Well, that's the other thing, because I was on Wikipedia, it's like, because we learn all these character names, especially the Decepticons, it's like, you get like Bone Crusher and Starscream and whomever else, and they're like, well, this was part of this Decepticon faction, and that was part of like, and it's like, man. You know what, dude?
Oh my god,
I don't have, there's not enough.
Fuck, here's a car analogy for you. Hit the brakes.
Fucking pack up camp.
Maybe they just
go
fight.
Home.
Maybe they just fight.
Maybe
how
they're just
that?
Robots.
So
the robots from space.
We go
fight.
To the Hoover Dam. Bumblebee is getting fucking like zapped to all shit.
Absolutely.
We meet Megatron, who is frozen. We see the AllSpark, which is there. I mean, like, there's a lot of military stuff we're not going to get into because that stuff just goes on forever.
And nobody
could
care.
It's not a story.
It has and the hacking to do stuff with is not a story. Like,
it's not a story.
Rachel Taylor and like Anthony Anderson are like being like afraid that they're going to go to jail. I'm like, who are these people?
We don't know anything. I mean, there is a whole sequence where she goes to Anthony Anderson's house and he's there playing DDR with his cousin.
Yeah.
And then, like,
the kid from Old School, by the way.
Yes, it is the kid from Old School. He's uncredited in this movie. That's unfair. Mm-hmm. And so then, like, you know, the cops, like, raid because, like, Anthony Anderson starts, like, you know, using the hacked material or whatever that she's stolen. And it's this whole thing about, like, police in the house. And it's just, like, this is not part of this fucking fighting robot movie.
On top of all that, there's a Steve Sadak special where Anthony Anderson is in the thing, is in an interrogation room, like, I'm going to talk. I'm gonna be fine. Don't worry. I'm not gonna say a thing. I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm
I don't eat this plate of donuts, they're gonna think I'm guilty.
The interrogator comes in. She's the one. She did it.
Oh, I would turn on all of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be the first
You'd also
one.
Eat those fucking donuts.
I'd eat the donuts and I'd turn on everybody.
That's right. It doesn't need to be in this movie. And then it's a weird thing because like then the two of them like team up with John Voight and it's like a sub National Treasure movie.
I'm asleep, by the way. I've been asleep for 15 minutes now.
So we get to what I think is the, and nobody calls him out on this, the worst decision made in this movie by Timothy Oliphant's stunt double, Josh Duhamel.
I thought it was Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, you would.
I was like,
that's
oh, he's got
thing.
Some baby fat still. Look at little Timmy Oliphant.
Duhamel was in Las Vegas.
With Jimmy Caan, you better believe it.
And I think the high watermark acting-wise that I've ever seen him do
win
was
a date with Tad Hamilton?
That kind of.
Not specifically, no. He's in that Stephen King, James Franco show as like a weird wife abuser.
Stephen King, James Franco. Oh, 11/22/63?
Yeah, he plays like the bad guy, the ex-husband or whatever.
Oh, okay. I only got through the first episode of that.
He's good. He's like kind of scary. I was like, oh, wow, he's acting.
That's a, I think, I don't read a lot of new Stephen King book these days, but that book is quite excellent.
The series kind of fizzles out, but
yeah, that's unfortunate. You know, he was supposed to direct that, by the way, is God bless him, Jonathan Demme was supposed to do
that.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
Yeah, most certainly would have. So Josh Duhamel is like, all right, we've got this goddamn AllSpark, and these evil-ass aliens are coming for it. You know what we should do to hide it? Let's go into a fucking hugely populated city.
Why don't we just cover it with dead bodies? Let's just fucking bury it with beneath millions and millions and millions of corpses.
Oh, there's a like Laker it. Game. Let's go to the fucking Coliseum, man.
What a perfect place to get the corpses.
The Coliseum, by the way. It's the fucking Staples Center these days.
Sorry.
No, they play at the Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, my God. No, 2007, Shaq wasn't on the team. That's a bummer.
Yeah, that was
Shaq
a real
could
bummer.
Take down a Transformer back in the day.
With his bare that. Fucking hands. You better believe
that's
it.
That's a fight I would like. That I would like to see. Now, that you should see.
That you should see.
That you should
that
see.
That you should see.
So they go to L.A.
Yeah. And it was just like, go to the desert. You're in. Yep. You're at the Hoover Dam. The desert is that away, pal. Like they
totally.
Said, oh, and there's tons of corpses in the desert. Yeah,
exactly.
It's all just shallow graves.
Just look for the vultures, man.
Yeah.
And like that's where you get. You bury it in the desert if you're trying to hide. Yes. Oh wait, Joe Pesci. Oh wait, no, another Joe Pesci.
We're trying to bury this AllSpark. We keep coming across buried Joe Pescis.
But like, yeah, just like, bury it in the desert if you're trying to hide. Like, oh, let's go to L.A. Well, at this point, the weird thing is, and to your Michael Bay point, Chris, which is the government is stupid, the military is smart, and then the military, as everyone always hopes, usurps the government. Mm. Like, the military is like, it's our operation now, you fucking turds.
Yeah, they're like, fuck you, John Turturro. And then, like, John Voight's like, you better do what they say. I'm just the Secretary of Defense.
I surrender to your military coup.
Exactly.
Whatever you say, new president Josh Duhamel. Oh,
God, what a fucking dark timeline. But that's the thing, though, is like, after that military base attack, John Voight goes on television and is like, we don't know what happened.
Yep.
Yes.
He's just like, oh, by the way, hi, here's my press conference. We have no idea what happened.
And I just realized
hi, everybody.
When I was calling out the when it's called the fact
to be
that John
the Secretary
Voight,
of Defense.
John Voight's supposed to be the Secretary of Defense in this movie. This movie also posits that fucking W is indeed present. So where the fuck was Don Rumsfeld? Why is John Voight
here? Dom Rumsfeld was eaten by a Jeep.
I wish.
Oh, so John Voight's only been on the job a few days?
That's
is
right.
That the idea?
He was the deputy.
Yeah.
That's why he's going on.
He's the interim.
We just have no idea what's going on here. Also in this movie, you definitely get, before we leave for L.A., some John Voight with a shotgun shooting at these robots.
Oh, because it's all of my characters that have no effect on this plot in one room. It's Anthony Anderson, John Turturro, John Voight, and Rachel Taylor, and they're like, oh, we need to get the code for reason.
They, like the Morse code thing, and he's like, I need to use a computer monitor.
Oh, Anthony Anderson hotwires a radio and a computer.
But it's MacGyver
ultimately
bullshit.
It's Scooby-Doo who finds the code.
Right. Well, Scrappy-Doo, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Well, then correct me if I'm wrong, though, because after we leave for L.A., aside from like John Voight and John Turturro, I mean, these hackers are out of the movie.
Goodbye. You don't even see if they like live happily ever after. They or if they get money.
We don't care if they live or die.
If the government kills them, which would probably definitely happen.
Oh, yeah. You're just being, well, it's like a mass execution. Oh, yeah.
Well, under, I would hope under Vice President Tyrese that they would be spared.
So, I mean, whatever, man. We go to L.A. and it's instantly 75 9/11s because all these robots are fighting through buildings and whatnot.
Yeah, Megatron does rip Jax in half, which we talked about, which is fucking vicious. It's kind of great. It's the best part of the movie.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
Because Jax is like, you want a piece of me? You want a piece? He's like, I don't want a piece. I want two. And he like just murders this guy.
Yeah, it's actually, it would have also served as a good Agent Smith line.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Had we kept
Mr.
making those.
Mr. Robot.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little super twist.
A super twist.
Coming to the USA Network.
Mr. Jazz, I'm going to enact a stereotype.
So... what do we think of the CGI? It holds up enough, but it's still kind of
the only thing like I think this whole thing was built around.
For being 10 years old at this point, I think it looks pretty good.
It looks good.
It's mostly practical effects though, right? It's a lot
Wait,
of,
these are real robots?
No, I just mean like in terms of the car chases and stuff, like a lot of that is
We're throwing cars all over
the
place.
It's kinetic roaming things.
It's kinetic Michael Bay filmmaking, which he does well. Like,
but,
you know what I mean?
But like, specifically though, like the animation on the Transformers themselves, I think is still really good and holds up.
Because robots are easy, right? Because there's no flesh, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to worry about flesh tones. It's not fucking Avatar.
The character design is the problem. Yes. As we were saying with the lips and hips.
But
and
also, they kind of look... I mean, this is the genesis point of they look like nothing.
Yeah.
This is like, because Avengers takes they look like nothing, Guardians of the Galaxy, because they're just like great. Like, even though they're like, Bumblebee is yellow and Optimus Prime is red, but they kind of look like nothing.
Yeah, they just, they all are kind of interchangeable. There's
like,
especially
Ironhide and Jazz, I couldn't tell you what they look like at all. And most of the Decepticons, I can't tell you what they look like at all.
Especially the Decepticons, when they're in robot form, like obviously when one's a tank and one's a plane, you can figure it out.
Easier.
But like, when they get into robots.
You know what I prefer? Is seeing a tank and plane fight.
Yeah,
you know, it's a war movie.
But they all, when they look like robots, though, they're all just silver robots, and they all look exactly the same.
They look like nothing. I don't know what the difference is. You know,
so there is a thing in this movie where the Allspark can turn rando machines and devices sentient.
Well, that's the Decepticons' plan. Is they want? I think the Autobots
want
to repopulate
the toasters
their
to fight you.
The Autobots want to repopulate their world,
right?
And the Decepticons want to create a new army on Earth. And the weird thing is, the Allspark makes everything into evil robots. No robot is like, "Hi, I'm a good robot again." Like,
yeah, I was wondering about that because they use it on a phone, a Nokia phone, and it turns into a thing. It's like, and it's like shooting a gun.
It's a gremlin, and they're making gremlin noises.
Yeah, they definitely are. But yeah, why is it just they're constantly evil?
Fed electricity after midnight.
After midnight.
Oh, you had this thing set to evil.
Whoa. You let water get in this thing? Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense. Why? Like, what? When you get the all... I almost said all spice. The all spark back to Autobot planet. How is that going to repopulate? Is it like...
Do you have machines there?
Is that like the egg? Everyone's going to jizz on it? Or is it like the jizz and everyone's going to egg on it?
We're like penguins. We have to go very far away and inseminate. And then we die. And then others live.
It's
very
a bleak
confusing. Existence.
It's very confusing.
Well, you know, we have a surplus of used cars here in America, so we send them all to the moon, and they get reanimated.
Oh, that's right. Oh, they just they reanimate all our space garbage.
And it's like Superman. He hucks it at the moon.
Nice.
And I mean, like, that. But yeah, we're in a populated... like. The kind of get of this movie kind of really falls apart. Like,
sure.
At first, we're like, oh, the glasses are going to lead us to the thing. And then the thing becomes the thing. And then it's just Shia LaBeouf running around this tiny cube, running like a football player.
Yeah.
And then, like, all these little, like, a fucking Mountain Dew machine turns into an evil Decepticon.
Which
kills this other woman's car, like, kills her, and everyone's laughing because she's a bitch.
Wait, did I fall asleep at that part?
It's the Allspark gets this woman's car and she's like being nasty or something, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, and like her fucking steering wheel goes to her face. It's the most grotesque part of any movie I've ever
seen. How did I miss this? I want to see this.
And it's just like, ha ha, tape guy's like, that's what you get.
That's what you get for not buttoning up.
You're going to get taped.
I bet you want my tape now.
But yeah, here's my thing. I was like, what fucking god planet is this where there's just a Mountain Dew only vending machine?
God planet. Yeah,
what kind of utopian is this?
Jeez,
nothing but Mountain Dew and Fruitopia machines.
I mean, it looked pretty cool.
And Josh Duhamel, his second bad idea is like, hey, Shia LaBeouf, you have to go to the top of this building.
Yep.
And then we're going to get it in a helicopter and then probably take it out of the city because, whoops, that's turning out to be a really bad idea.
Well, at this point, isn't Shia LaBeouf like the Secretary of State?
I think so, yeah.
I think in the line of succession, yeah. There's also, I think what is the worst line of dialogue in this movie, and talk about take your pick. But it's when Shia LaBeouf's like kind of like freaking out about having to run with this thing or whatever, and Josh Duhamel's trying to like yell some sense into him, and he goes, "No, you're a soldier now." I was like, "Bullshit."
Nope.
Said every person who's ever trained to be a soldier ever.
You're a fucking nerd with a cube.
Totally. You're running with a thing under your arm.
You've got a GameCube under your arm. Like, yep. Congratulations.
You're not a fucking soldier, you no. Coward.
Coward! So he runs to the top of the building, and, like, this is when Megatron's like, I can smell you, boy. And it's like, what?
Maybe he shit his pants.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
He's just fucking carrying around a load in his drawers.
And there's this thing where, like, Optimus Prime is like, well, if worst comes to worst, I'll put the AllSpark in my chest, which will kill me, but deactivate the AllSpark.
Which, what a stupid thing.
Shove it in my ass, Sam Witwicky.
That's
hey,
what...
Sam Witwicky, bend over and you'll show me. No, just take off the cap first, and then shove it.
It is really weird. Yeah, it's like chest fuck me, and yeah. Then I'll die, but then everyone can live.
Sam Witwicky, have you ever seen the film Videodrome? Put it into my chest vagina. Call me James Woods and Megatron is Debbie Harry.
And I will say, long live the new metal and shoot myself in the head.
Speaking of new metal, by the way, this score gets outright terrible with the fucking fart guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Chugga 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 chugga.
That's it's jung jung jugga jung 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 jung. And it's like you're watching robots fight on a roof and jung jung jugga jung jung.
The paparazzi is just going.
They should have had a little guy on one of the robots like in Fury Road playing the guitar.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So whatever, Sam Witwicky shoves the AllSpark into Megatron.
Well, that's
you
the thing.
You fucked the wrong guy. Like, I was worried this would be bad. Like, I don't know what it's going to do to Megatron.
Even Optimus, he's like, yeah. No, don't do that.
Put that in my chest vagina. What are you doing, Sam Witwicky?
You fucked the wrong guy.
We don't all look the same. No, I'm Optimus Prime. He's Megatron. I have the cool flames down my chest here.
But the thing about it is, like, if you shove this thing into a robot transformer and it would kill it, it simultaneously kills that transformer and turns off the AllSpark. Why the fuck isn't the plan to shove it up Megatron's ass in the first place?
Exactly. Put it in his mouth.
What are you trying to hide it for? Just shove it up there. Just
put it past his beautiful lips and get it down his throat.
God. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm pretty sure Megatron has teeth.
Does he? Yeah, he does. You're right. He has sharp little teeth.
It's really
he does. It's like it's like a metallic shark head. It's weird.
What does he eat?
That's a good question.
I mean, he's got to have teeth for eating. That's how you evolve to have teeth.
That's true. You know what? You're right.
Moon rocks? Maybe rocks.
Oh, yeah. Nice moon rocks? Okay.
I'm eating rocks. Sam Witwicky. Eating your annoying parents.
That would be cool.
Yeah, dude. Just bite him in half. And then get fucked by a cube.
So, like, he's dead and whatever. So then, like, the Autobots are, like, trying to, you know, reconvene and just see what's
going on.
Somebody
puts the two halves of Jazz in front of Optimus Prime and he's like,
ah, our fallen comrade will remember him well. Not really.
It's kind of actually my second favorite line of the movie because he just goes,
Ah, jazz.
And then he starts harvesting scraps off.
Oh, yeah. Well, you
well,
have
I
to.
Could use one of these. We will upload himself. Your consciousness up into the AllSpark, and you will live forever.
That's what they should do, right? They should develop a robot heaven.
Mm. Yes, I think. I mean, if that's not in The Last Night, I'll kind of be surprised.
Yeah. Well, there that's, should be you're, robot you're, heaven. You're jamming Christianity in there.
Yes, of course.
We'll figure it out somehow. So then what's great is the cleanup
effort.
Jesus
was a robot?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He was a Decepticon.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Of course he was. He's walking on water? Come on.
He's up there with Rutger Hauer. Who else? The Short Circuit.
You're talking about Roy Batty?
Yeah.
Okay. Peter, you will deny me three times before the cock crows.
RoboCop? He's in robot heaven.
Oh, for sure.
He's a hero.
As well, his human half is in robot hell.
What I love about this movie at the end is like the cleanup effort, and they're just like, yeah, we're just going to dump all these robots down into the trenches of the ocean.
Well, here's the dumb thing. So Josh Duhamel brings fucking hell to Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
And the end of this movie has the gall to be like, nobody knows what happened. I don't know. Like, there was some sort of an event, but we don't kind of know what happened. No, robots were rocking around and choke-slamming each other into buildings.
Yep. Well, the thing about it, Steve, that they don't say, but thank God Los Angeles was closed that day.
Oh, well, they closed
earlier
it.
In the film, there was a fat boy running around with a camera videotaping this. So where's this on YouTube?
That guy actually has the most bullshit line of the whole movie. He's like, this is way better than Armageddon. And you're like...
Yeah, no one everyone's elbows remained staunchly closed at that moment.
Yep, totally.
No one's nudging nobody.
Well, you know how people in real life always refer to things in terms of Michael Bay movies? It'd be only natural that we put this in here.
God, this robot attacks like a Pearl Harbor.
We have to talk about the
that was just a Michael Bay movie. It didn't happen.
These Decepticons are some bad boys.
We have to talk about the weirdest scene in the movie.
Oh, sure.
And it takes place, it's like 6 seconds long. So, the AllSpark is all good, blah blah blah. They just dump everybody in the Marianas Trench or some shit.
Yeah,
and like John Voight's like, by the way, we're closing down John Turturro's division. Why not?
Yeah, he's out of a job. That's the end of that.
So we're wrapping up all this stuff, and like Bumblebee, because he's kind of the ET, is like, oh, I want to stay with Sam Witwicky. I'll take care of him. I'll be his friend. And then
his voice box comes back, and he's another Englishman robot.
All right. And he's just like, all right, I'd love to stay with Sam. It would be awesome, wouldn't it?
I would prefer to stay with Sam Witwicky.
Imagine my shock.
Well, imagine my car genocide.
I'm talking about a real shock of electricity.
But so they're like, well, it's up to Sam Witwicky. Do you want this car to be your friend? And he's like, yeah, sure. And we cut to the end, and I think they're at like some barbecue or something. And like Optimus Prime is like, if you can hear this, come on. Earth is like super cool now.
Hey, it's Autobots, we're fucking and sucking nonstop on Earth. We've legalized it. Come to Earth. Hey, Autobots, smoke them if you got them.
You will no longer be outcast for installing your own illegal lips. Autobot society has shunned it, but on Earth, lips are plentiful.
And Sam, speaking of lips are plentiful, Sam and Megan Fox are fucking on top of Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bumblebee is a car.
It's a three-way.
And yeah, it's absolutely a three-way. It's a fucking Handmaid's Tale.
Because like, you know he's warming up his engine.
They're having sex on top of each other, and the other one's just there.
Just sitting back, hoping she gets pregnant.
That's a three-way, right? That has to be.
Yeah, that counts.
I guarantee you Bumblebee's like, oh, rev the engine up, warm the hood up a little bit.
He's acting like a vibrating bed at a cheap motel.
He's taking it all in.
You feel something? It's like, oh, what was that? Oh, that was nothing. But it felt like upholstery.
Oh, do you think Megan Fox did a counselor to Bumblebee at some point?
Yeah.
Sat on the gear shift
for his robot birthday.
Humped the windshield. That's
is that what it was?
Yeah, you spread your
Interesting side note. I saw that movie at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, 7 o'clock in the morning at the gym on FX, and they showed the whole fucking thing.
Oh, the
car fucking. Yeah, they show the car fucking. The only thing is,
us the car fucking.
They show
it's a Carfax joke.
It's basically Javier Bardem talking to Michael Fassbender. She fucked my car, bro. But then he's like,
she humped my car. This is the edited version of this movie. And it's like, that's the edit. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to fucking eat breakfast.
So you see her fuck, but you don't get the word fuck.
Yes, exactly. Like you see her like do a split and then like kind of go into the car and like,
I'm just gonna go ahead and say 7 a.m. not a good time for Javier Bardem movies in general.
I mean, in general.
I need more coffee before I see that guy's face.
I mean, you know, most of Skyfall you could get through.
It's pretty tough.
Before his fucking face falls out.
I mean, it's tough again. I'm really trying to think.
After this stupid nonsense Pirates movie comes out, then he'll have
garbage.
One.
Yeah, that's true.
Baby garbage.
That's how they do that. Wait, so I never saw that Counselor motion picture. Why did she fuck a car?
She's doing it to, like, I don't know, like...
Get the AllSpark going.
Bumblebee, Cameron Diaz is coming. Get in the car for him. No, just wait.
Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, it's all just...
But they're fucking on top of their friend.
Yeah.
Your friend passes out at a party, and you're fucking on his bed.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're sharing the same dorm room, man. Oh, so it's like, that dude shouldn't have passed out in the first place.
Yeah, it's his problem.
It's disgusting.
Oh, man, just waking up in your friend's jizz. Yeah.
What's a fun pop culture song that says, hey, you're sort of sexually assaulting me right now? Because I have a car and I can't consent.
Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines.
I was going to say Matchbox 20's Push. What was that?
push you around.
Yeah.
Well, I will.
No, you know how you do that is if you're a car, you start playing Lou Bega Mambo Number 5. That's like a skunk spraying somebody with shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, get out of here. Go.
If you want an erection to fall apart immediately.
Mambo Number 5.
Or oddly get harder, some people.
Or what's the Michael, Leave Me Alone, the Michael Jackson song?
Oh, nice. Yeah, exactly.
But he's talking at this point. He should just be like, stop fucking on me.
All right. Oh.
Wait a minute.
It's all right.
And instead of this movie ending with like some badass robotry or whatnot, what does everybody want to come back to as the credits roll but these fucking parents?
Oh, they're having a little gag there.
And, you know, because I almost turned it off because it's like Transformers directed by Michael Bay.
Starscream escapes because what...
Oh, yeah.
The one thing is, somebody at some point goes, it's Starscream. And I'm like, who's that?
I think Starscream is the one who yelled, it's Starscream.
By the way, I'm Starscream.
He's his own hype man.
And I'm in this movie.
At the very end, too, we get the Optimus Prime saying more than meets the eye, right?
Yeah, he does say it again.
It says it at the very end. And
hey, you're more than meets the eye because you're fucking on top of my friend. My friend, we're having a roommate meeting right now. It's not cool to have sex on top of each other.
And by the way, Sam Wickwicky, did you not see the chore wheel this week? You were clearly on dishes.
I need my oil changed.
But so instead of, you know, ending on a cool Transformers montage, it's these parents being like, oh, we're lying to the police.
No, they don't know what happened. And you know what? It's Michael Bay. Just riff, baby.
Just
go.
We're going to let this camera roll and these two comedians are going to go at it. And it's going to be fucking funny.
It's going to be great.
For an extra added, because the movie's not long enough, an extra like 3 minutes just to get it all out there.
I can't.
And then finally the credits. Finally, the ever-loving credits.
After another Liberty speech from Optimus.
And Linkin Park shows up, man.
Oh yeah. Well, of course you're going to get
them. Period Linkin Park.
That's what you want.
The park. Park. Of course you're going to get the park.
Put it into a park, Bumblebee. Linkin Park.
Bump the park.
Oh, would anybody recommend this movie?
The fuck out of here.
Absolutely not, but I really feel I'm very afraid. Again, I've seen most of the last one, Revenge of the Fallen, the one that was before the last night.
Dark Side of the Blue?
That's Age of Extinction.
That's the fourth one. I've seen most of Age of Extinction messed up on mute. And I feel like this is probably the best one.
Well, that's
I will
what I was
not
about
recommend
to say,
this one either.
In a few weeks from now, you're going to wish you recommended this movie.
There is more robot fighting in the second and third one.
There fucking better be.
Third one has a lot of robot fighting, so I give that credit.
Yeah. I think that this is a hangover movie.
Oh, wow.
But it's like a really bad, like, I'm barely conscious on the couch
kind of hangover. This is like also like letting the drugs come out of your system. Like, it's harder than a hangover.
Yeah, totally. If you're trying to kick horse, pop on Transformers.
It'll be your dead baby on the ceiling.
Yes. Your little Optimus Prime is crawling on the ceiling.
It has lips for some reason.
That's Transformers from 2007, directed, of course, by Michael Bay. If you want more WHM, check out our website, whmpodcast.com, or find us over on the HeadGum Network. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're at WHM Podcast.
If you want more Transformers cartoon talk, you're probably going to want to check out our Patreon page, because we're going to do an animation damnation on an episode of the Transformers, just to kind of keep it all together.
A whole bunch of bonus content on there if you're new to the show.
Patreon.com. There's a ton of great stuff on there.
But I can't guarantee which phase of the Transformers cartoon we're going to be talking about. I mean, who could know?
Who could care?
But I guarantee there's going to be talking cars in it. That's as far as we can get. Right into the mailbag, wealllhatemovies@gmail.com. And so next week, gang, we're rolling on the Summer Blockbuster Extravaganza 2017. Is tackling Transformers. I believe it's Revenge of the Fallen.
That's
the
second one.
Yeah. So until next week, when Transformers-a-thon rolls on, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadek.
Chris Gavin.
Eric Siskatron.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.